You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Sometimes we are so familiar with some scriptures that we miss the essence of the scripture. I know that while I'm reading, some of you may know this scripture by heart, that you were probably reading it along with me. But I just want to highlight one of the things Jesus said here. He said, I am the way. I am the way. There is no other way. Did you know that sometimes you behave as if there are other ways? They are still telling you that you need to buy candle. You need to bring water. You need to buy olive oil. You still think that there is another way apart from Jesus. You still think that there are other names you can call apart from the name of Jesus. That's why today people are praying in the name of their man of God. Oh God of this man. Oh God of that man. Yet the same people, they will quote this John 14:6, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But in their action, in their practices, they are behaving as if there are other ways. If somebody is preaching the gospel of Christ, you think that no, it's not sufficient. They must preach money. They must preach that enemy must fall down and die. Many preachers have been deceived today. They actually don't believe that Jesus is the way. They quote it, but they don't believe it. So they are preaching other things. Today, a lot of preachers are preaching psychology, not Christ. Some preachers even believe that preaching Christ is not, how can we just be preaching Christ? Because they don't even know what it means to preach Christ. Some of them think that preaching Christ means to tell people to come and believe in the Lord Jesus and give their life to Christ. So they feel that, is that what we'll be preaching? So they are preaching psychology. Many things on our pulpit today are just psychology. Many people are telling stories. Stories. Not stories that reveal Jesus. No, not at all. But they are just stories in themselves. It's because men think there are other ways. My brothers and sisters, there is no other way. Jesus is the way. You will find nothing anywhere. You must come back to Jesus. You know, two of my friends back then, we used to have discussions. They were attending one of these Pentecostal churches in my country. And I would tell them back then, I say, you guys, you're on the wrong. One day, you will come and meet me on this way. They also told me that I was wrong. I said, where you are going, all those things they are teaching you, what you are doing there, it has nothing to do with Jesus. It's not the way. You will still come and meet me. We said that clearly to each other. I told them, I said, one day your eyes will open. You will leave this place you are going to, and you will still come and meet me. It happened exactly like that. Few years down the line, at different times, they both left. Today, we are all back on the same page. Today, when we talk, we laugh, we remind ourselves of those days. But they came back to the way. There is no other way. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only message. Some of you think that your prayer can be answered when you can do something else. So you think, okay, maybe if I pray 2 a.m. at night, it will be answered. Or maybe if I go and join a man who is praying by 6 a.m. and he's sweating, and all our prayer requests, they put it in an envelope and he's sweating over it. Or maybe if I go and meet a man, that we will write our prayer request and he will put it inside bucket and burn it. Maybe that's where our prayer will be answered. You just feel that that you can try something else. My brothers and sisters, nothing else. There is no other way other than Jesus. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. The only key to prayer is Christ. Some of you think maybe when you go to a mountain, you think maybe if I can only meet that man of God and sow a seed in his life and he lay his hand on me, you are joking. There is no other way. He said, I am the way. Do you want to pray? I am the way. Do you want to know how to live? I am the way. Do you want to run your marriage? I am the way. You know the problem I have with the issue of marriage? When people come, tell all kinds of marital stories, marital problem, I point them to Jesus, they don't like it. What they don't realize is that is the only way. Me that I'm talking to them, that is the way I am conducting my marriage. It's only through Jesus. In fact, I honestly don't know how people run marriage outside of Jesus. I can't even understand. They must have been doing a lot of job, a hell of a job, because I don't understand how they do it. Because without Jesus, I don't know. There is no other way. Nothing else will work. No system will work. No psychology will work. For a marriage that is going to fulfill the purpose of God, nothing else will work. Actually, it is knowing Jesus that will make your marriage work. But people want to hear, they just want to hear things about marriage. They are not really interested in Jesus. They don't want to hear about Jesus. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. There's only one way. He said, I am that way. Where do you want to go to? Successful marriage, that's where you want to go to. You have to go through Jesus Christ. Successful life, you must go through Jesus Christ. Anything. You want to pray? You want to be successful in prayer? It is through Jesus. Let nobody deceive you that there is any other way. What do you think our Bible study should be about? It should be about Jesus. What do you think the preacher should be preaching? About Jesus. There is no other way. They are deceiving you. You are wasting your life thinking that you could somehow arrive at that destination apart from taking the road of Christ. I tell you, there is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm not a way. I'm not one of the ways. I am the way. I am the only way. You cannot go to the Father except through me. There is nothing else. Sowing seed will not lead you to the Father. Only Christ leads you to the Father. There is nothing else. So I really pray that you will not just be quoting it. Your life will truly demonstrate that Jesus is the way. The way you live your life, does it really show that Jesus is the way? Don't you have many other ways? Don't you think you have many other ways? I pray that you will find the way today and remain in the way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.